In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When you were listening to the Old Testament lesson a few minutes ago, did the plot remind you of anything? It should have. It's the same plot we meditate upon during Holy Week. Think about it. Daniel became distinguished above all the other leaders in the land. Their jealousy and lust for power caused them to search for grounds to persecute him. But they could find no grounds, for Daniel was faithful and no error or fault was found in him. So what did they do? They secretly plotted to entrap him with trumped-up charges. They convinced unknowing King Darius to establish an injunction to make it illegal to pray to any other god but him. Then they caught Daniel in their sadistic trap, for they found him praying to Yahweh, his God. Now they had what they wanted, sufficient grounds to charge Daniel with a crime. What is this trumped-up charge? That's right, blasphemy and treason against the state. This puts King Darius in a pickle. He doesn't want to punish Daniel, but he knows he must, lest these leaders cause a revolt in the land. So he reluctantly signs the order of execution and has Daniel thrown into the lion's den, rolls a stone over its entrance, and seals it with his own signet. The parallels are amazing, aren't they? A faithful, innocent man, hated by the other leaders, is falsely accused of blasphemy and treason and sent to his death by a reluctant leader. Of course, we know that all of this happened for a purpose, to foreshadow the events that would happen with the greater Daniel, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He was falsely accused, for he himself was without sin. He was sent to his death by a reluctant governor who had no choice if he was to avoid a revolt among the Jews. He was placed in a tomb which was sealed with a large stone and the signet of the governor, that is, made secure by his own guard. But, just like with faithful Daniel, Christ was safe in the lion's den. No harm could come upon him there. The lions of hell were powerless. They could not claw or bite him or attack him in any way. He had already defeated them on the cross. His Father accepted his sacrifice and no longer turned his face away from him. The tables were now turned. The lamb had become the lion. Satan had his day, but that day was his own undoing. This is the Lord's day, the day of the Lion of Judah, the Christ of God. He does not lay in the tomb helpless and defeated. He descends into hell to proclaim his victory over sin, death, and the devil. And then, on the third day, he rises to new life. Just like with Daniel, he comes forth from the tomb at the break of day, unharmed and victorious. Not everyone, though, is safe in the lion's den. The leaders who had plotted against Daniel learned that all too well, as they and their families were cast into the lion's den and destroyed. So it is with all who reject Christ, the greater Daniel. They too will be cast into the lion's den of hell to be tortured for eternity. But not so with you, dear friends in Christ. You are safe, for through faith in the greater Daniel, no error or fault is found in you. You are blameless, guilty of no sin, for the sinless one put an end to your sin on the cross. You are baptized into his death and share in his life. When you breathe your last, you will be safe in the lion's den, for your spirit will be in paradise with the Lion of Judah to await the day when it is reunited with your body to rise from your tomb, just as he did. Until then, he keeps you safe through his cleansing and life-giving blood, which you receive from his table. All glory, honor, and praise be to the Lion of Judah, who keeps us safe, now and always, from the lions of hell. In his holy and precious name. Amen. Now the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.